The voter ID bill is just one of many initiatives Republicans have been pushing this year. GOP lawmakers are in a prime position in Raleigh with veto-proof majorities in the House and Senate and Republican Pat McCrory in the governor's office. Legislators have introduced bills to repeal the Racial Justice Act, eliminate teacher tenure, and double the amount of time a married couple has to be separated before they can be granted a divorce. And then there's that resolution that said the U.S. Constitution's ban on establishing a religion doesn't apply to North Carolina. House Speaker Tom Tillis announced yesterday that wouldn't be voted on. Joining me now to talk about these and other Republican initiatives is Michael Bitzer, professor of political science at Catawba College and a regular contributor to this program. So, Professor Bitzer, are Republicans going hog wild with this newfound power?
Well, they're certainly making up for the past 120 years that they've been completely out of power. Remember, we have to go back to the late 19th century when they controlled all aspects of state government. So there's a lot of pent-up frustration, certainly among the Republican ideologues, that they want their issues tackled. And we're seeing that with all those bills you listed, plus more.
Let's go through a couple of the bills here. We don't have time to get into all of them. Voter ID was introduced yesterday.
Exactly. This is going to have not just the voter ID and the photographic evidence that a voter potentially has to permit, but there are other aspects related to voting. Bills have been introduced about cutting down the number of days of early voting. Bills have been introduced that would basically limit where students, college students, could cast their ballots. They would have to do it in their home county, or potentially their parents would lose a tax deduction. There are a whole host of issues related to future voting opportunities that the Republicans have filed and are looking to pursue.
Yeah, and we should point out many of these bills have not passed. Some of them may not pass. Isn't this just something politicians do? They come in on all sides of the spectrum to make a statement?
Oh, certainly. It's still a signal, particularly back to a base of supporters within North Carolina's Republican Party, that we are indeed on your side and we're addressing some of the issues, even though it may not go anywhere more than just the paper that it's printed on.
Does this session feel different to you, though? I mean, controversial legislation is always introduced.
It certainly does, but with the Republicans having such supermajorities and the fact that the governor is also a member of their party, that's going to basically unleash the floodgates of opportunities to influence, to change, to put their stamp on state government. Now they have a willing voice and supporter in the governor's mansion who probably would be loath to try and do any vetoes because it would show a war between the Republicans in state legislature, and the Republicans in both the House and the Senate have veto-proof majorities. They can do basically whatever they want.
Did we see this when the Democrats were in power? Were there a lot of left-wing bills that were introduced just to make a statement?
There certainly was, and remember, within the Democratic Party, you have avowed liberals, but then you also have the classic kind of conservative Southern Democrats, and that was kind of the mediating force. The two sides did not want to go nuclear on each other, and so it kind of stymied at times what the legislature would actually push through. But this is the Republicans' opportunity now.
Professor Michael Bitzer of Catawba College in Rowan County, Salisbury, also blogging at thepartyline.org for WFAE. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.